This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And in the studio this evening, I have one of my favourite people right now. He's sat right opposite. He's quite quiet so far. Asmal Yunor.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm good, man.
I was thinking, like, earlier on today, and I was going through some of my previous interviews, and I think the first time I interviewed you was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Outside No Black Tie.
Yeah, at the lunch. Yeah.
Right? It was a long time ago. That I'm
Warga,
listening,
Warga.
Warga, yeah. And wow. I'm listening back to it, and I'm like... Yeah, I could have asked him a different question there. Should have asked him this. Should have asked him that. But now you're here tonight, so I can ask you some of those questions.
Oh, sure. You can update it.
So you've been a busy man, though, right? And okay. I know you've been playing with this young man who sits in our corner, giggling quite a lot. This is Brendan. Of course, Brendan is sat in the corner, as per usual, as is Azizul, who's over there. Say hello, sir.
Hello.
There we go. So, Brendan, I remember you coming into the studio one day, having performed with Asmil not too long ago, saying it was one of your favourite gigs you played in a very long time.
Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Right. And you were saying it was a little bit different to some of the other gigs
it
you
was
played.
So unhinged.
Yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Some of your students listening to this interview might think, yeah, we know that about you.
Yes.
Right? Because you've got two students currently interning here, right?
Yes.
Who are they?
Yeah. That's a secret. We can't tell the names. We've got to keep it secret.
Yeah.
No, it's friend, all that kind of stuff. Folks, we have a competition as per usual. As you know, it is Spotify Friday, so we are giving away some Spotify swag tonight. What are they going to do, Adeline?
Well, all you have to do is just answer this question. What year did Spotify launch in the US? Now, once you know the answer, send us an SMS with your name, IC number, and do tell us why you deserve to win to 016-201-9000.
There you go. It's as easy as that. You can get in touch via Twitter as well. It is at BFM TTON or at BFM Radio, whichever tickles your fancy, of course. We're going to be getting back to Asmil in a little while, asking him what he's been up to and how he balances his kind of work life and teaching and getting no sleep and then teaching again and then playing music and all that kind
Asmil,
of stuff.
Asmil, do you know that we have... quiz at the end of the show.
Yes.
Are you competitive?
Excited.
I haven't received a quiz in a long time, but I've always been giving. So.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. Tables are turning.
Yeah, tables are turning.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We've got some advertisements coming up and a little bit of Block Party. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. That was Block Party with Talons. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Say hello, sir.
Hello.
What's your name?
My name's Asmil.
Is it?
Yes.
You sure about that?
That's my name.
Okay. Yeah. So we were just having a quick conversation just while the music was playing, and you were saying that you were going through some of the posts of our previous guests.
Yeah, we're doing research on your program.
Right. Yeah. You sneak. and you were like, yep, ex-student, ex-student. Yeah, ex-. Can you tell us some of these ex-students?
Yeah, you had Sean Lee, Nadia Heng, Kua Jin Han.
Uh-huh.
So three students. Yeah, I thought, okay, three. That's good. It's a good program. Yeah.
It must be.
About time.
It must make you feel proud, though, that you're kind of helping these kids.
Yeah, but
I want to say kids, but they're not kids anymore,
no,
are they?
They're not.
They're all grown-ups. Yeah.
But the great thing was I wasn't teaching them what they're doing now.
Right.
But
is that success, though, or not?
Yeah, that's successful, I think, because it was maybe the other stuff that's not in the curriculum that they picked up, maybe the jokes or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, but they're going on their own path.
They're all doing really well.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of fun with them as well, actually.
Yeah.
Folks, we have this competition for Spotify tonight. We've had a couple of entries, and they're wrong so far. I can tell you that Spotify was not launched in 2006 in the US. Google's your friend. 016-201-9000. That's how you SMS us if you want to give us that answer. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Right, we have this thing called News from Page 2, Asmil. I'd like you to take part in this.
Oh, sure.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
Adeline, what's all the shouting about?
News from Page 2.
There you go. All right, so I read this story earlier on today. And it's about this new gadget that claims it'll zap you until you're zen, right? So, I quite like that. So what it is, it's essentially like a plaster that you put on the side of your head, and it has these wires connected to it, which is then connected to an electrical current.
Oh.
A small amount of electrical current. And depending on how much electricity it kind of puts into your skin and in the way, the amount it puts in, the timings, it can adjust the way you behave and think. Right. So we've all heard about electroshock therapy and, you know, the disastrous results that some people have had from it. But this is unlike a much milder version. And they're saying, look, if you're feeling particularly angry, put this thing on your head, download the app, push the button, and you'll float off and just relax. This is the kind of thing that I could do with on a Friday night, particularly on a Monday morning to keep me motivated. You know, something. You know when you need a cup of coffee? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be nice to put this thing on, push a button, no coffee needed?
Yeah, but how safe is it?
Apparently it's really safe. When you put it on, apparently, I'm using the word apparently, I should stress. They say it just feels like a tingle. Rather than it be like a zap, it's a tingle, and it's a slow tingle.
So it comes with a USB port, or you can put it in your lighter in the car, right?
You put it into your lighter thing in the car, it connects to your phone, you push a button. Today, I'd like to feel zen. Tonight, I would like to feel happy. And it does all of these things. I mean,
what?
If you have this ability to kind of manipulate your mood that quickly, wouldn't you use something like this, do you think? Would you use something like this, Brendan?
Yeah.
I mean, I know your moods are like, you know, you like to adjust your moods, right?
I like to use certain...
You adjust your moods. Yeah, right?
Apart from zen, apart from being happy, what else can it help
Pretty
you?
Much anything. This is done by a whole bunch of research from this company. The guy who's formed it is called Issy Goldwasser, which would put me off in interesting. But the thing is called Think. THYNC. It's a wireless device that zaps your brain and promises to make you calmer or more energetic.
Making a vegetable.
Or a vegetable.
You know, the fact that you said zaps your brain, it kind of freaks me out a little bit, you know.
Right. So far, it costs $299 US dollars plus $4 for every additional mood strip that you might need.
Wow.
Right. It's not cheap. And I'm strongly suggesting you do not strap car batteries to your forehead, because that will not work. Do not do that. But apparently, if you don't put it on correctly and begin the pulsations correctly, it will hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So just be careful.
Some people love to be hurt.
They do.
I know.
Widows. I don't know. Right. Adeline, what do you have?
Talking about technology, mine is something similar. So there's a newly designed iPhone case cover that looks exactly like a real gun.
What?
Yes, it looks exactly like a real gun. So there are pictures on social media that portraying a female putting her phone behind her back pocket that looks exactly like a gun. So imagine a gun behind my butt right now. All right, so when a woman takes
somebody
the gun...
Adeline, stand up. Somebody take a picture with this. So Instagram would go crazy.
Takes the gun out of her pocket and she puts it near her ears, like, you know, you're answering a phone.
So it looks like she's shooting herself in the head.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, it's quite scary, you know.
Why have they done this?
Why? Yeah.
I mean, you
would catch a lot of attention from the police.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely. I mean, you can get shot.
You imagine walking into like a 7-Eleven with that tucked in your back pocket. Mm. People are going to start talking and get a bit worried, right?
Yeah, what's wrong with this girl or this guy?
Yeah, she make one that looks like a smart tag. That's kind of safe.
People will want to steal smart tag as well.
Yeah, you
never know.
But then, you know, if you kind of leave it in the case inside your car as well, you know, that could look a bit dodgy too.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the thing. Well,
I'm a bit worried about this. I am
worried about it. And the thing is, they're selling this from starting from $5 to about $49. So the case manufacturers are not clear at this point on how much they're going to charge their phone case.
Mm-hmm.
However, the case is not illegal, but it just looks illegal.
Okay, but people nowadays have a lot of phones, right?
Yeah.
They do.
So they can have like a M16.
Plenty of guns, right?
M16, you know, I got four phones, you know.
Please don't buy that. You may get killed. Please don't. For your own safety.
Just holding an M16 up at the side of your head. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
But I mean, you know as well as I do that in a few months' time, we're going to be seeing them on the market somewhere here, right?
Yeah, you're going to look like a crazy person holding a big gun.
In fact, that should be our mission this weekend, to see if we can find one of these ridiculous
If you're going to create an iPhone case for that, I'm sure they're going to create for Samsung. They're going to create
for everything.
Every other model.
I mean, I want one for my Nokia. Yeah, that's like a spy gun. It's small.
The one 8250.
Yeah. Are you still using an 8250?
I've still got one backup, man.
Oh, my God. You could knock your nails.
I love that phone. Yes. It's so tiny. It's
versatile.
Yeah, versatile.
You charge it lasts for like a month.
Yeah.
I think the best is 3310.
Connoisseur here.
And when you run out of hammers, you can knock in nails.
Yes.
Okay, you've heard him so far, as will you know. He's joining us in the show tonight. Of course, you are a lecturer, you're a musician, you're all kinds of stuff all rolled into one, right? Troubadour, singer-songwriter, what do we call you? Apart from Asmil.
Just call me Asmil.
I knew where you were going to go with that. Right. So, but my question is for you. One of the things that I did want to ask you a couple of years ago is that I remember you telling me how when you were in Perth, you were recording on a 4-track and sending the tapes back home and stuff. How important nowadays do you think it is for people who are starting out in music to be aware of how important it is to create your own stuff in terms of like DIYing it? You know, instead of just like writing a song and expecting somebody else to put all the music around it and produce it all for you. I mean, do you think that's a real important thing now?
Well, it's important or not, I'm not sure, but I think that there's a sense of craft that you have to, and the very sense that, you know, you work with limitations. I think that's great. Nowadays, it seems like you can get everything.
There's no limits.
There's no limits, and that's kind of boring, actually.
Right.
I like it when there's limits, and, you know, you have that. In fact, I was so limited, I didn't use all 4 tracks on the 4 tracks.
Right.
I only used 2 tracks on the 4 tracks. So that's how serious I am about limitations.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I mean, and that kind of brings to mind something that I was in a band many years ago as well, and we wanted to record a demo on a 4-track. But we're a 6-piece band, and we're like, how the heck do we do this? Because we want backing vocals as well. But these limitations that you talk about, having to bounce things down, and then kind of prioritizing what needs to be clearest, if you like.
Yeah.
So you're like, right, do we do the drums first? Do we do the keyboards first? What goes last? I mean, how important to you is it when you're in your creative process? You know, what do you kind of prioritize what needs to come first?
Well, I mean, that's how I ended up being a folk kind of guy, because so like, I don't know how to record that. How do you layer this? I don't need to do that. Me and my guitar, that's fine. So I became that by default. I always want to be in a band, actually. But now it's happening. Right. Because now people want to play with me. Okay, cool. Come in. I never auditioned anybody before in my life. So initially, that's how I became. I started off just based on what I didn't know or what I didn't want to do. But I mean, it all depends on what you want to achieve, I think, with the song.
I mean, what is it for you then about, was just making music, was it just something that you were like, you know, I'm bored, I need to do something? Or do you think there's always been something inside you that you're like, I need to get this, whatever it is, and create something?
I always loved music. I think first time I strummed a few chords when I was 17, I picked up the guitar and then I felt like, yeah, I can do this. It just wasn't like a sense like, this is my calling, you know, wasn't that. Just like, okay, let's try. Yeah, I can write songs.
Because a lot of people, you know, assume that's what happens. They think that you have this switch on moment.
Yeah, I don't know. Life is made up of these little moments that is not eureka moments. And, you know, and when I look back, wow, how did I get here? So, yeah, and it started just from that. Just, I think, the pure joy. I always remind my friends and myself that you protect yourself by saying that first moment where you fell in love with playing music, nobody can ever take that away from
you.
Because people get disillusioned and you know, say, oh, this and that. But, you know,
Fingers hurt.
Yeah, fingers hurt, yeah.
I'm sick of practicing.
Yeah, you know. You need to get callous on your fingers. Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's been more of a philosophy than a technique. It's
just that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. So tell me your philosophy then. You know, explain to me what is the Asmil Unor philosophy of songwriting?
Less is more.
Oh,
simple, yeah. Right, less is more.
Well, works.
What is it? Yeah, I mean, again, like I say, I always want to be bands, but it was also a learning process about working with people.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah,
teamwork and all this stuff. Right. I mean, nowadays, some of the subjects I teach at Sunway University, the Department of Performance and Media. So over there, we're teaching subjects to students about teamwork and all this stuff, and you know, I never had that.
Right.
I was like thrown off the deep end. How deal this guy? How do I talk this guy? That sucks, you know. So I mean, that was also a big part, because I think musicians are naturally introverts.
Agree.
So I think that's why bands break up.
It is.
You put 4 or 5 introverts together.
Right.
There's no communication.
Yeah,
like that,
communication.
Right?
Yeah. Well, exactly.
You might get 4 introverts and a vocalist.
Yeah.
Who wants to swing from the ceiling?
Yes.
You know, have big lights and.
That's true.
We've all come across those.
That's true.
But I mean, you're right, and I think teamwork is a massive part of a creative process in terms of a band. So let's say you've got 4 guys who all want one thing.
Yeah.
They're not entirely sure how they're going to get down this path. They're not entirely sure if they're going to be friends at the end of it. And there could be those little arguments where it's like, you know, you're supposed to come to practice 3 or 4 times a week, but then you've got your life in between that.
Yeah.
And if you can't make a practice on a particular day, on a particular time, you become that bad person.
Yeah.
You know, the person who isn't committed.
Yeah.
It's not that you're not.
Yeah.
Or you can't be.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, it's tough. I don't believe bands should be democratic.
Right.
I mean, I believe in democracy, but I think a band, somebody's got to take reign over things.
Right.
But also the very fact that sometimes in a band, you I think the only democratic band I ever enjoy is R.E.M.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when Bill Berry, the drummer, left, they kind of sucked after that.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's the true unit.
True unit.
Yeah. But I think it's also about human relations. Mm. I mean, that's very important. Mm. And I don't think a lot of... But that's why I enjoy reading band biographies.
Yeah.
Finding out how they got together, how they hated each other. Yeah. And like the Ramones, they hated each other, but they lasted so long. It's like, it's intriguing, but I feel for them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Probably that's why three of them had cancer. I don't know, but...
Yeah, you might be right.
Too much stress.
Yeah, too much stress.
Right. Okay, we need to take a very short break. We'll be back with Asmil Yuonor in just a few minutes. So we've got some music coming up. We've got some Last Shadow Puppets and a bit of Rilo Kiley. Then some advertisements, because we need to get paid. We'll be back very shortly. Don't go anywhere. Hello, folks. We're just almost halfway through the show. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
Hi, I'm Asmil.
You sounded for a moment like you'd forgotten.
So many, you know, I've got so many things.
So many things going off in your head right now.
I think he's a little bit nervous, you know.
Him nervous? Come on.
Smarty pants, you never know.
Oh, well, he's got another 9 minutes before we hit. No, he hasn't. 6 minutes before
we
hit.
6 minutes.
So time to warm up. Folks, as you know, we're running a competition for Spotify. All you have to do is answer this question.
What year did Spotify launch in the US? Now, send your name, IC number, and do tell us why you deserve to win to 016-201-9000.
There you go. Asmil, you know, in the show, of course, this evening, and you used to be an accountant for a while.
Yeah, I remember that.
No, I wanted to be an accountant.
You wanted?
Yeah.
Who wants to be an accountant?
Wait, according to our stock sheet, you tried hard because your teacher was very pretty.
Oh, okay, yes.
But you still failed accounting later in pre-U.
SPM, I got A1. Yeah. She was pretty. Yeah, so I got A1. Very proud. And then
Attended every single class.
Yes, of course. It was a real rags to riches story. I was failing in Form 4. And then I got A1 at the end. So, but I went to pre-U and I thought, it's in English. I didn't know the difference. Came close.
Right.
Because it was in English.
Right.
And
right.
I didn't study. Yeah. So my dreams of being an accountant was dashed.
Who has dreams of being an accountant? I mean, really?
But because my accountant tutor said that, yeah, all musicians are accountants.
Then really?
He said Zainal Abidin's guitarist, yeah, he's an accountant. Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. So I thought, okay, this is the line.
This is it.
Yeah, she's right. I wasn't very ambitious, you know.
Right.
I always wanted to be a stuntman as a kid. Yeah.
Me too. Evel Knievel was my hero, you know. But okay, so let's talk about the stuff that you're doing with Sunway now. The lecturing that you do. What is it that you're teaching in exactly? Performing arts kind of related stuff?
Yeah, it's a diploma in performing arts program that I teach. I teach a lot of the first year kind of like media studies, film studies, some writing subjects.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a big shift from where I was previously. I used to teach a degree program at university. So here I'm dealing with like 17, 18 year old kids.
Mm.
And it's very refreshing because then I'm learning like, wow, I'm old. Yeah.
They tell me this every day. Every day, you know. So I feel as though I have a kindred spirit in the studio for a moment. You know, so we can share a few stories, you know. In what way is it refreshing though? I mean, are you learning stuff from then?
Yeah,
them
definitely.
As much as they're,
I think the part of teaching isn't just one way. It's not one way traffic. It's also learning at the same time.
Mm.
And you feel humble too, also about trying to understand, empathize with the younger generation, what they're going through, and of course, looking at their different cultural habits, and which always never fails to amaze me. It's like, what's with this song? Why? Why? Listen, mine. Which they don't. Later on, they might, you know.
As they graduate a little bit older. I mean,
mine takes time to grow into. Yeah.
I mean, I remember you saying a few years ago, right? I asked you. I said, you know, how many of your students come to see you? And you said a few. But I wish they'd come more. You know?
Yes.
But
yeah.
As much as that's a bit of a joke, you know, there is some truth to that because I think that the kind of music that you do, I think, speaks volumes, right?
Mm.
The music that most people listen to, and I'm using a very big brush here, that most of the people that the younger generation listen to don't necessarily have a message.
Mm.
Or if they do, it's a very superficial message.
Mm.
And I think the stuff that you do has a much kind of deeper meaning.
Mm.
Am I right in saying that?
Hopefully, yeah.
Right.
Thanks. No, it's deep, yeah.
It is. But I mean, particularly on Warga as well. Mm. I mean, I even though I don't speak much Malay, a lot of it was kind of resonating. I thought,
wow, excellent.
Yeah. And I really dig that stuff. I thought it was really, really good.
Cool.
Right. So as much as I've kissed your feet now, you have some more music coming out very soon.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
We're gonna top off the show with that. Yeah. Though, but tell us about that.
Yeah. So I formed a new band with my friend Rajay, who's also used to be my bandmate in The Cigarettes. Mm. And he's producing it, and he's got his home studio, and we've been doing stuff together. So it's a collaboration. So we call Azmil Yuno and Orkes Padu.
Right.
Nice. So he's the band leader. Rajay is the band leader of Orkes Padu.
Uh-huh.
So he gets the ragtag friends, musicians, and friends we like. So we're recording together. So it's a bit different from the stuff I did before.
Mm. You're releasing it
15 September.
15th of September.
Yeah. So symbolic.
Just before the eve of Malaysia Day.
Yeah. Mm. So that people can, not worry about having to wake up. Very important.
Very smart.
Yeah. Very thoughtful.
Plan.
Right. So you know what time of the show it is now, right?
Yeah.
We've had a really nice chat.
Yes.
And we've been friends up until now.
Yeah, of course.
But I have to ask you a bunch of questions which may highlight how smart or not smart you are. You know that, right?
Sure, karma.
Exactly. You can get me back at a later point or something. So it is time for Smarty Pants, folks. If you don't know or if you've never listened before, it's where Azmil has to answer a bunch of questions and try to get as many right in 3 minutes. It sounds a bit like this. Oh.
Smarty pants.
Are you ready?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, your 3 minutes start now.
Okay.
Who wrote the novel The Da Vinci Code?
No idea.
Pass.
Cottage pie is traditionally made with which meat?
Lamb.
What is a male otter called?
Otterman.
Which British designer designed the iPod?
No idea.
Where was P. Ramlee born?
Oh, Penang.
Who duetted with Madonna for the 2008 single 4 Minutes?
4 Minutes. Oh gosh, I forgot the name. That's all right. Pass.
Okay. The state of Baja California is located in which country?
California.
Who is singer-songwriter Robert Allen Zimmerman better known as?
Oh, Bob Dylan.
Which 18th century composer wrote The Four Seasons?
Oh, Mozart.
Located in Sarawak, what is the name of Malaysia's longest river?
Oh, alamak, Sungai Rejang.
Oh, yes, you're right, sorry.
Correct, Richard.
Yeah.
Rejang River.
Yeah. Think Different is an advertising slogan for which company?
Oh, Apple.
Which African country, which African country's name ends with the letters L-I?
L-I, oh. Oh man.
You were close.
Yeah. Mozambique.
Hong Kong lies at the mouth of which river?
I knew that before. I forgot.
It's still there.
Maybe.
Rewind a bit and have a think.
Oh, okay. Can we come back there later?
Can. Okay. What is a rhino horn made from?
Bone.
What mythical creature is a lycanthrope?
Oh, some flying thing.
No. Who drowned looking at his own reflection in a pool of water?
Oh. I forgot his name. I know
he
his
loved
face.
Himself. He loved.
Yeah. I know his face. I forgot his name. Yeah.
All right, Smarty. Let's move on. What is the third most populated city in Malaysia after KL and Georgetown?
Oh, Ipoh.
What is a Portuguese man o' war?
Oh, it's a jellyfish.
Which singer released the 2009 album Crazy in Love?
Crazy in Love. Oh, J-Lo.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Somewhere in Europe.
What is the capital of Nepal?
Oh, Kathmandu.
Which 3-digit number refers to the not found message when a website can't be found?
Oh, man.
There's an O in it.
Zero.
Barack Obama is left-handed, true or false?
True.
What is the name of the main protagonist in Pokemon?
Yeah, that cat-looking thing.
Which car manufacturer has the motto, "The Power of Dreams"?
The Power of Dreams, Honda.
The crab represents which sign of the zodiac?
Oh, Aquarius. No.
Oh. Too late. Which rapper revealed Apple Music on stage during the WWC alongside Tim Cook?
Eminem.
No. Azmil Yuno, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to find out how smart you were or not. Don't go anywhere, folks. Here's some advertisement. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jung.
I'm Azmil.
So then, Azmil, how well do we think we did?
Very well.
Very well. Yeah.
Very confident.
I can tell you now, the Sea of Tranquility is definitely not in Europe.
Wait, just to let you know, our previous guest, Sean Gazzi, he's got 26 points.
Wow.
Followed by Patrick Teo, he's got 19 points.
Excellent.
Yeah. Wow.
These are the people that clearly have a lot more time to read general knowledge.
And even your student, Kwai Jen Han's got 15 points.
Very proud of him.
Oh,
well done, Kwai.
So then, let's have some of the questions that he got wrong.
Okay, so what is a male otter called? The answer is dog. Hong Kong lies at the mouth of which river? Pearl River. Which singer released the 2009 album Crazy in Love? Michael Bublé. Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility? The moon.
Wow.
What is the name of the main protagonist in Pokemon Ash?
Of course, we all knew all of those, right?
Yeah, we were close.
No. Yes. Yeah. All right, drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, Azmil Yunus got 9 points.
Yay! Good number.
Well done.
It's my favorite number.
It's a lucky number.
Are you
right?
Sure it's your favorite number?
Because it can be another number when you turn it around. You
know? Oh, I see. Be polite. Yeah. It's a Friday. It's a family show. Folks, very quickly, if you want to get in touch before the end of the show, 016-201-19. Oh, my word.
I'll still give you a ding.
Give me a ding anyway. Okay. And if you want to get in touch via Twitter, is that BFM Radio or at BFM TTO? And we've still got a few minutes left, so we're going to be picking as
you
want to
You want to repeat?
016-209-2019000.
Yeah, 016-201-9000.
I'll give yourself a ding, why don't you? Azmil, so we've got 3 and a bit minutes left. Now then, when is your next gig? When can we see you performing live? When can we tell people how to stalk you when they want to see you?
Okay, I'm actually busking in Publica this Sunday night.
Are you really?
Yeah, 8:30, 9:30. So come by. I'm playing inside the air conditioned part.
You very smart.
Yes. That's my next show. Mm-hmm. I've got several shows end of the month.
Right.
I'm busking and also at this new venue called Gaslight.
I've heard a lot about this place. Yeah. It seems to be doing pretty well.
Yeah, I'm playing there on 26. And next month, got a few more gigs with Orkespadu. We got one on 30th August at Merdekaria.
Right.
And we're launching the new album on 15th September at No Black Tie.
Right. Sweet.
And I'm playing Sabah sometime between that. In Sandakan. Yeah, so
Adeline, maybe you could go there to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, sure. And then hop over to Sarawak as well.
Yeah, because she's not been to that side at all.
Oh, okay.
It's
for a rainbow for festival.
Right.
The rainforest.
Oh, not rainforest. It's Bonyo. What's it called? I can't remember the name. But it was it's a festival. Yeah.
It's a festival. Yeah. It's playing a festival in Bonyo. Yeah. That's all we need to know. Yeah. But they can find out on your Facebook page or
come to my Facebook page. Facebook.com/AzmilYunus. Yeah.
Okay. So, as you know, folks, we've been running this competition this evening to find out who wants to win some Spotify swag. I can tell you that Adrian Gu has actually won. He correctly answered that Spotify was launched on the 14th of July, 2011. And his answer is pretty, it's correct. But then the reason he gives is he deserves a free Spotify pass because he listens to every single episode of the show. And the proof is he doesn't see Megan Tan's name on the Smarty Pants leaderboard.
Wow.
Even though he knows the
score. Wow.
And he's correct. Azmil.
Azizel.
I'm having one of those days, you know. I think it's time for me to go to bed. It's been a long week. I think he's outstalked you, actually. Right then. So it's time to wrap up. We've got a couple of facts. Adeline, what do you have?
A giraffe can clean its ears with its 21-inch tongue.
Oh, impressive.
There's a lot of jokes in there somewhere.
It's a family show.
Exactly. That's why I said, you know, there is.
Families need clean ears. Yeah. Very important. Communication.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So I have two facts, but I'll give you one. That sounded wrong as well. Nintendo, the popular video game company, was actually founded in 1889 as a playing card company.
Can I ask, why do you always have two facts?
Because you never know when you need a backup.
What's another one?
My other fact is that some cats are allergic to humans.
That's a better one.
Yeah, it's not better. Come on. Right, folks, thank you very much. Azmil, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
We're going to play out with a song called Fall Into Her Arms. Tell us a bit about this.
So this is our new song from the album. The album's called Was Was.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is It's very 90s.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, we're a 90s revival band.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's reviving the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
So that's time.
Sweet.
So, you know, I think you're right there, actually.
Yeah.
We've had the 70s, we've had the synth 80s, we've had... Yeah, let's bring back the 90s.
It's about time.
Right, let's do this.
I just realized that he's the second lecturer that has been on our show.
Who was the other one?
Zanas Lee.
Ah, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Right. Mm.
Done.
Asmael, thank you very much.
Thank
you're welcome.
Say good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.